You are Locked On Seahawks, your daily Seattle Seahawks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, welcome to the Locked On Seahawks podcast. I am Grant Goldberg, joined by Spike Friedman. You can find both of us on Twitter at our names. You can find the show's Twitter at LockSeahawks. You can find the show on Spotify now. I know we were having some issues yesterday in finding the show via searching, but it's on there. It might take a little bit to find, but it's on there.
Guys, you got to stick with it. Use the interface.
You got to dig deep.
Yeah, look, no time for sleep when you're searching for our podcast on Spotify.
Oh man. Okay, so we're venturing into that time of the year that we were fearing that there'd be almost nothing to talk about, and so in today's show we're going to talk about Seahawks quarterback coach, a coach potentially leaving, well, a coach that was fired potentially going somewhere else, a coach that was fired actually going somewhere else, and everything in between. And
yeah,
we'll start the show by saying that Dave Canales, the receivers coach of the Seahawks, was promoted to quarterbacks coach. I don't know if it's a promotion, but he was reassigned.
Yeah, I think that qualifies as a promotion.
Yeah, okay. You know? So Canales was the wide receivers coach since 2015 after Kippy Brown retired. And I have a take. I'm saying with this that in the two seasons that Dave Canales was the assistant quarterbacks coach, the Seahawks went to two Super Bowls. So, you know, I'm not saying, but I'm saying, watch out the rest of the NFL.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, that's a take. My take is, like, I didn't know that much about Canales, so I, like, tried to learn about him. And he just seems so bro-y, which at first I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is who we want leading our quarterbacks group. But then I was like, everyone in Russell Wilson's entourage is very bro-y, except for Ciara, but I feel like she's leveling that out really nicely, and I think Canales is sort of a good counterbalance. Like, I think that they will, like, connect. They're going to have late-night film sessions where, like, one of them slips in an episode of Entourage and they all laugh. I don't know. I think it's going to work. I think it's going to be fine. I think, you know, I know nothing about Canales in terms of, like, strategy. I mean, he's a young guy. He's right out of Azusa Pacific. He's a relative kid. And most of his professional career has been with the Seahawks, if not all. I believe all? Potentially all. So
he was a assistant offensive coach for USC in 2009.
In college. At the college level, he was.
Right. I became a Dave Canales expert this morning via Google.
So I see no reason to dislike this, except that there was sort of the hope with the uninspiring Brian Schottenheimer hire that there'd be another sort of really cool assistant to come in and teach Russell something he doesn't already know. That isn't this. But, you know, you can't undo the Brian Schottenheimer hire with a QB coach hire, and it's great to have someone who Russell be comfortable with.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say one of the main factors in hiring, he's probably really comfortable with Russell. He knows him, instead of, like, bringing in an outside name and not having to start with a blank slate with him. But just you have that familiarity so you can, you know, hit the ground running. So, you know, I guess it's a good hire. I'm a little indifferent. I mean, I really don't know. It's kind of an insignificant thing. And with Canales moving to quarterbacks coach, there's a opening at wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
And so the thing with that, I have another take.
Ooh.
And so I know the Seahawks are not the only ones guilty of this, but the whole league is. They'll probably hire someone they're already familiar with, someone they already know. So I'm going to throw out a name that kind of fits the bill right there, and it's Sidney Rice.
Oh, sure, why not?
He's a young guy, he's well-liked, you can probably pay him less per year than that contract they gave him a few years ago. He was a really good wide receiver before he got so injured, and that's my take for a high-profile position coach hiring.
Yeah, I think he's a better option if they go with an alum of the program rather than a TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah.
who I don't think has the best relationship with the team after that contract didn't go great.
Yeah, other names in that kind of mold, Percy Harvin. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Look, I mean, just Doug Baldwin, player coach, you know?
Right.
Let him do. I mean, at a certain point, you're down to one, and also, we don't really know what the receiver group is necessarily going to look like next year.
Right.
Whether we're going to spend the limited resources we have bringing in a playmaker there, which is possible, or if we end up re-signing Preach or not re-signing Preach. I think Sidney Rice is a good sort of prototype in that he was always someone who could stretch the field. He was a good downfield route runner. Right. So being able to teach some of that technique, maybe elevate Tyler Lockett's game a little bit from where it sort of stagnated over the last year and a half. You know, that'd be nice. Yeah, sure, I'm on board. Okay,
all right, cool. That's the official take for Locked On Seahawks. And yeah. So with that, we run out of stuff to talk about for this portion of the show. We're going to take a break and come right back to you. Welcome back to the Locked On Seahawks podcast. You're with Grant Goldberg and Spike Friedman. And a couple coaches, obviously, famously, were removed from their positions by the Seahawks, and one of them was already found work.
It was a famous thing that happened.
Right.
I don't know why I'm making fun of you. It's too early in the morning for that. Let's continue. Right.
No, I'm digging deep. I'm trying to find all the new words, expand my vocabulary. I've never said the word famous in my life. No, but Chris Richard found work in Dallas. He's the new defensive backs coach for the Cowboys. And I'm kind of scratching my head about that because, like, I feel like he could have been with the Seahawks in that capacity still. But then again, we have Pete Carroll, the defensive back guru, and they kind of broke up with him. They're like, "All right, it's not you, it's me. You know, go find work somewhere else."
Yeah, the pretense for him moving on was that he could get experience alongside some other really good coordinators, and Scott Linehan qualifies. And so getting to go to Dallas, and also they've got some legit secondary talent there, and they got some guys they need to coach up. I mean, Byron Jones is, you know, we've had Zach Whitman on the podcast. Byron Jones is
amongst the
freakish athletes in the league. And yet their secondary was good, but not, you know, it's the sort of thing that could use that infusion of a little bit of that Pete Carroll technique. I think it's a great opportunity for him. I think it's a good hire for Dallas. I think it, you know, makes a lot of sense as a year or two stopping place for him. If he does really well there, he'll get another coordinator shot. And if he doesn't do really well there, then he can come back into the Pete Carroll fold or, you know, wander the hills like the current offensive, Jeremy Bates, who's now the offensive coordinator of the Jets, which is crazy. Former Seahawks offensive coordinator who, after getting fired after 1 year under Pete Carroll, wandered like the woods of Patagonia and then came back with a giant beard, turned McCown into a league average quarterback, and is now running the Jets offense. So, you know, Chris Richard has a lot of paths he can go down, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, and it's gonna be interesting to see, to me, that, you know, how good of a coach he is on his own without Pete Carroll behind him, without, you know, that, you know, defensive mastermind behind him. So, you know, it's good for him. It's good for Dallas. And we'll see what that amounts to. Another coach that was let go by the Seahawks is Darrell Bevell. He has an interview with the Arizona Cardinals. I believe it's for the offensive coordinator job, but I'm not particularly sure. But he's also linked to the Minnesota job, although that's more speculation than, you know, actual source reporting, but it would make sense. He's a Minnesota guy, and especially with Case Keenum, you know, his future's in jeopardy in Minnesota because he's a free agent. Spike, do you think that Breville would be a good fit in either of those two offenses?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the Minnesota one makes a lot of sense because I think it clarifies their quarterback decision. I think he would do really well bring Teddy Bridgewater along after what we saw with Russ. You know, Bridgewater doesn't have the deep ball that Russ has, so I don't know if he can, you know, put the explosives in, but in terms of structuring, improvisation, things along those lines, Bridgewater would be really good with that. Also, just coming from that sort of West Coast-y background, he could work with Sam Bradford if need be. I heard, I think it was like Peter King was like, and this wasn't anything, but he was like Case Keenum to Denver, which I could see. So that would, you know, with the two remaining quarterbacks there, it could maybe work. So, yeah. And that, wait, sorry, what was the other one?
Arizona. Guys.
Arizona. Who knows? Because yeah. Who knows what they'll be doing at quarterback.
Case Keenum to Arizona. That's...
Yeah. Let's pair the Minnesota quarterback that works least well with Bevel in the situation that is closest to my team.
I'm for it. You know, I don't want any more threats within the division. But yeah,
Chris Richard. Although I really want to see our offense. I don't know that I want to see our old offensive coordinator twice a year, like right away. That could be annoying. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of teams in the NFC West are going to be annoying this year. Like Chris Richard, I think Case Keenum was told to spread his wings because they have other people that they can fill their jobs. So. I think that really does it for the coordinator talk. There's, like I said, there's not really much going on this time.
Let's take a break and come back with something that is white hot for our Locked On Seahawks listeners.
You've
got to stay through the break for whatever we're going to come up with next. It's going to be white hot. Locked On Seahawks right after this. All right, we are back, Locked On Seahawks, Spike Friedman alongside Grant Goldberg. Before the break, we teased the hottest of all takes, and I'm going to take it from Kenneth Arthur, the editor of Field Goals, who just tweeted out, did the Seahawks eventually win the Deion Branch trade? Yes, we did. We traded Deion Branch to the Patriots for a first round pick, with which they picked Brandon Merriweather. When we traded back, we only got a fourth round pick back. But we picked KJ Wright. Hey, look at that. 7 years later, we can officially say we won the KJ Wright trade. Thank you to Ad Field Goals for that hot take. Wow. I was really grasping at straws there, guys.
Yeah.
I really over-teased that break.
I mean, KJ Wright is a really good player.
He's great. We got to talk Pro Bowl. Michael Bennett added to the Pro Bowl team, which I think is pretty great.
Yeah,
you know?
It's justified.
He had an okay year. He was a little slow. The sack numbers weren't there, but I feel like a lot of that was Averill's injury. He was as disruptive as ever without being as productive as we would have liked.
Yeah, no, he was asked to do a lot of things, move around a lot, and he did his job. He did pretty well, especially to Michael Bennett's standards. And so, it's justified, like I said. Another Seahawk that's linked to the Pro Bowl is out with the Pro Bowl. Jimmy Graham, I don't know how much longer he's going to be a Seahawk.
Yeah, I've already written him off in my brain.
Right, I looked over this, and I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, I guess, like, he would represent the Seahawks in the Pro Bowl. But, he's not playing. He's on the injury report all year, and it wouldn't be smart for him to play in a game when he's up for a new contract with whatever NFL team wants to sign him. He's going to be replaced by Kyle Rudolph, aka the person who took away Russell Wilson's Pro Bowl MVP. It's a moment of reflection. It's a moment for Russell Wilson to redeem himself. He's going to throw a touchdown to everybody but Kyle Rudolph in this game, and he'll win MVP. That's my official Pro Bowl take. Russell Wilson will get his redemption. He'll avenge his Pro Bowl snub. Oh, his Pro Bowl MVP snub. All
right. Well, and speaking of snubs, right before we sign off, I just want to say pretty good Academy Award nominations this year. Good job diversifying the Academy voter base. But come on, how does Phantom Thread not get a sound editing nomination? Phantom Thread's sound editing is so good, you guys. Guys, folks at home, I'm outraged. I am outraged by the lack of a nomination for Phantom Thread for sound editing.
Well, you guys are going to be shocked by this, and given my history with watching every movie, I have not seen Phantom Thread, but I've heard good things, and Spike's obviously talking about it, so trust him before you trust me with the movies.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll give you that nod, but go ahead, go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review. And if you want to, you can leave your Twitter handle in it to enter yourself to win a Pro Football Focus Edge membership. And you can go ahead and play a draft. There's a lot of NBA games going on. You can use the promo code LONFL. I don't know if it's still active, but you can try and use it for a free draft on your first visit. So yeah, I think that does it for this show. There's not a lot to talk about. We talked about the quarterback's coach. We talked about a potential wide receiver's coach. We talked about Oscar nominations and a whole bunch of other stuff. But we hope you guys like the show. It's a shorter show, and we'll get right back to you on Thursday or Friday, depending on our schedules.
Yep.
All
it's
right.
It's going to be great.
All right, so for Locked On Seahawks, I'm Grant Goldberg signing off.
And I'm Spike Friedman, also signing off.